The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You know what, Charlie? I think he's right, dude. Only a couple jabronis come out here without skates on. I gotta do this thing in skates, man. You know, work up a routine, really jazz the crowd.
Yeah, I can't stop you, though.
Yeah.
You keep using this word jabroni, and it's awesome.
It's the weekend. Time to talk about your favorite sports for the Philly sports fan and beyond. Welcome to Philly Sports Jabronis with hosts Joe Dara and Mike Greger. We're here to share stories, jabs, and the like, and we're ready to go right now. Here are Mike and Joe.
Are you ready for Jabronis? Friday night party!
For anyone who may not know, I just probably did some copyright infringement on the NFL's Monday Night Football song. I'm Joe Dara, alongside with Mike Greger. You're listening to the Philadelphia, the Philly Sports Jabronis.
The Eagles are back.
Yes, they are. Unofficially, the begin of the Chip Kelly era is going to commence in about a half hour. And look, let's face it, for the most part, it's still meaningless football. So we are appreciative that you are here to listen to us, the meaningful Philly sports jabronis, and being that the excitement
at least,
of the game...
At least listen for 30 minutes until kickoff.
Yeah, we got about 30 minutes of relevancy this week as opposed to the full 60. In about 30 minutes, the Eagles are going to kick off with some likely-to-be uninspiring play. So basically, it's still more exciting, I think, to talk about it. And talk about what the season is going to hold, as opposed to just getting in and watching, which is going to be mostly, for some of the Eagles positions, fifth and sixth string players, maybe even, not really going to get a whole lot of what to expect. I don't think from Chip Kelly's game strategy, because as we all know, his system's going to be fluid from week to week anyway. But we can at least gauge that maybe he is going to go with Michael Vick as the starter this year. It depends on, I guess, kind of what kind of card player he is. Is he deliberately showing his hand now, or is he going to really lean towards Foles on the sly kind of guess right now. But one thing's for sure, there is one person and one person only who's getting the actual start tonight, and that would be
Mike V, I'm about to start. Seven on my wrist, swag. I'm tearing the team apart. I'm on the field. I'm going ham. Seven on my jersey. Why? Bitch, I'm the man. Swag. I'm Mike V.
That's Mike Vick. That's Superman, that quarterback. That's some Soldier Boy right there with his Mike Vick track.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of glad Mike Vick is getting the start tonight for personal reasons, because I'd like to see a little bit of some running of the football. And we might only get to see some true running out of Vick, because as we all know, the lame-ass NFL crown leading of the helmet for running back rule is unofficially, I guess, also going into play tonight. And I'll tell you, this one is really bugging me. And I don't know if I explained the rule to the to the letter there with my vague description, but basically the NFL rule is that running backs can no longer lower their head and lead with the crown of their helmet outside of the tackle box, and that just sounds like something that isn't football, or maybe something that, I don't know, kind of chick-like football might look like, and inspired by that, that the NFL might be trying to turn this into a women's league. Mike Greger and I have put together a little bit of a dandy package for use for some of the females that we would like to see in Philadelphia. If, in fact, the NFL does go to an all-women's league, if this is slowly but surely becoming the case. And
Dictator Goodell. That's what he wants.
We're going to get into that tonight. We're definitely going to get into Philly's talk tonight. And before we get to that, Mike, I wanted to, as always, lean on you. And, again, you were down at camp this week. And just wanted to, right off the bat, really get into what you saw down at camp this week and also get your opinions on the running back rule. And I think I already know that you're pretty excited that Vic is starting, but why don't you share in detail why that might be the case?
Yeah, well, first, what I learned was this Eagles secondary is pretty terrible. Tom Brady's carving them up all week. I know it's only practice, but this secondary is not going to be good from what it's looking like. I understand that Tom Brady's a future Hall of Fame quarterback, but it kind of made me take a step back when I've been evaluating the Eagles quarterbacks. I've been saying, and it's true, Mike Vick has been the better guy in practice for the last couple weeks here. But now I'm thinking maybe he's just looking good because the secondary is so bad. So I'm starting to pause a little bit on appointing him as the old Mike Vick. But actually, at practice this week, Nick Foles had maybe his best week of practice. He looked a lot better. I'd say the last 2 days there, or Tuesday, Thursday was just a walkthrough. So Tuesday and Wednesday, I'd give him the slight upper hand. But overall, I still say Vic's the guy. Obviously, this start tonight doesn't mean anything because, as Chip Kelly told everyone, it was his turn in the rotation. If it was a regular practice day, he was going to get the first opportunity with the ones anyway, and he's already announced that Foles is going to start next week. But yeah, I'm still staying on the Vic train, on the Soldier Boy train. I want to hear more of this song in the weeks to come because I still believe. I said this back on February 11th when the Eagles re-signed Mike Vick. I said that he was going to be the starting quarterback, and he's shown nothing to indicate otherwise in practices. I'm sticking with number 7 under center, for better or worse.
What kind of feeling are you getting down in camp as far as Barkley goes? Obviously, we are going to see a pretty good chunk of him tonight from what the reports are saying. Is that telling in any way, shape, or form of how Chip Kelly might be thinking, I guess, kind of short-term, long-term, maybe just a couple weeks into the season? Does the fact that we're going to see Barkley for, I believe, what was being reported as 2 quarters of play, does that mean that Vic and even Foles are going to have kind of a short leash per se? And
nice choice of words, leash.
Well, aren't we way past that? But do you think Chip Kelly really wants to get a good look at Barkley for a particular reason, that someone might be on a short chain or short piece of rope?
Matt who? who did you just ask me about? Matt who?
That young guy with the blonde hair.
With the hot wife. I don't know. He's been relegated to the sidelines. So I don't know what that indicates. I figure practice would be the time you'd want to put him out there, especially against the Patriots, maybe see what this kid has to offer. And, I mean, he basically might as well have been holding a clipboard on the sidelines. He hasn't seen a lot of the field during these joint practices with New England. So I, too, am anxious to see. He is going to get a majority of the play in this game tonight. I think they said pretty much the whole second and third quarters. I don't know. Very early in the spring practices, he looked good, showed a lot of promise, very confident kid. Said it was a 3-way competition for the starting quarterback. That's not going to happen. This kid is not in the mix to be the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles right now. But that being said, yes, I am anxious to see what he can actually do tonight in a live game situation against a real football team.
Yeah, it always is. It always is pretty cool to see a new quarterback play for at least a little bit, especially someone who was at one point extremely highly touted as he was, and obviously not that he's now not considered highly touted, other than the injury. But one person who is not on the quote-unquote sidelines in Philadelphia and won't be on the sideline, or you know, and will be in Philadelphia for at least 2 more years. Is one other than Chase Utley, and we're going to get into a little bit of Chase Utley talk tonight, specifically into why it might be or how it could be that there is at least a small contingency of people in Philadelphia, Philly fans, who are not liking the re-signing, the extension of Chase Utley. And specifically, we really would like to encourage people to call in 888-346-9144 who specifically have a bone to pick with this, because we would really like to get your opinions. Right off the bat, we're probably not going to agree with it, but maybe you can find a way to convince us. We're going to get into a little bit of that talk. Our guest tonight is a gentleman by the name of Ed Condran. He's a fine writer and a very very varied in what he covers and who he writes for. This guy writes for Rolling Stone, Playboy, Maxim, covers the Phillies as well. He probably writes for just about any kind of publication you can think of. We're going to bring him on and also talk and get his thoughts on the Chase Utley situation.
If you want to pay him, he'll write for you, for your publication, for your blog, whatever.
He's got to be paid.
No comment.
All right, I was going to say, because that's a pretty good concept. If you can roll with that, you're demanding to be paid to do some work. I'm going to get him on board shortly, and again, we're going to try to run with this possible all female football league. And should the Philadelphia Eagles turn to an all female team, I'm going to start this little game off right off the bat with choosing my quarterback. And that's going to be Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh.
Not only is she beautiful, obviously, still as she gets into her 40s now. In my opinion, Jennifer Aniston is probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen, without being offensive here, in her quote unquote prime. Jennifer Aniston, mid to late 20s. I don't think I've ever seen beautiful woman more than her, and
you need to get out a little more, Joe.
I'm sticking to it, man. I'm sticking to it. And when this league happens and she comes in and not only looks great but freaking throws the ball around like a natural gunslinger and doesn't take anything from anyone, I think you're going to see where my points are valid. But I would like to get some of your thoughts, and why don't you try to one up me there, buddy?
All right, I'm going to go a more traditional route with the quarterback. I'm going to go with an actual quarterback from the Legends Football League, formerly known as the Lingerie Football League. I believe she was an MVP or led the Baltimore team to the championship. It's Angela Rippon. She is the daughter of Mark Rippon, former Redskins quarterback and Super Bowl champion. This girl is a knockout. She's got an arm. She's built, got six-pack abs. This girl's a legit football player. That's who I want back there for my football team when Goodell, and he will turn this into a girls' league, because that's definitely the way this is going.
Yeah, but could this quarterback of yours also serve you coffee when the game's over, or any beverage for that matter?
I think her dad would be the one serving me the coffee at this point.
Oh man, well okay, well it's hey, at least we're quite varied or we're quite on the opposite ends of the spectrum on this quarterback position. So hopefully that's going to be the case the rest of the way, because otherwise it wouldn't be fun. So yeah, we're going to try to come up with at least eight ladies that are going to take the field for this quote unquote football team that we'd be putting together. Yeah, we're looking at like quarterback, couple wide receivers, couple running backs, couple people on the O-line, and obviously a couple people on the D-line to try to get around them, obviously, and then a couple people to cover the wide receivers and running backs, obviously. But we're not going to get too technical, but we're going to try to put together what would kind of look like at least a flag ladies football team for Philadelphia.
Oh, we're not hitting? There's no contact?
No, I just mean flag in the sense that it would look like a flag football setup. It's not going to have every X and O that you should have accounted for on a football grid.
Okay, because I want them hitting. Yeah, no, I want hitting, and I want to see these girls tackling each other and getting down on the ground and getting dirty.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this: when when I tell you who I want anchor in my O line of two people, there's going to have to be some hitting, because this woman does not mess around.
Can't wait for that.
Once again, everybody, anyone looking to call in, 888-346-9144, 888-346-9144. For the all-male jabronis who are listing the all-female football team and getting into so much more, we don't even know what the hell we're going to get into, so why don't you call and
ladies call in too. I mean, we're not going to talk about dudes, but if you want to give us attractive dudes or celebrities that you want to see on the football field that aren't football players, feel free to offer your opinions on that as well.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Can't get enough of the Philly sports jabronis? Want to get together over tea and scones and share with us your life story? No thanks. We hate tea and scones. But we do have a website you can visit that offers all the jabroni action you can handle. Go to www.phillysportsjabronis. That's JABRONIS.com.
Yahoo!
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Philly Sports Jabronis are everywhere. We're online. We're streaming through the internet airwaves.
Can you hear me?
We're probably hiding in your bushes.
Hey, get out of there.
Oh, and we have social miscreant. I mean, media pages. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Philly Sports Jabs. And for God's sakes, trim your bushes. It's like Jumanji in here.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Who are your top five Philly outfielders of all time? What's your pick for the top five all-time Philadelphia sports jerseys? Who are the top five Philly athletes you'd never let babysit your kids? Let us know by visiting My Top 5 at PhillySportsJabronis.com and let us know. Again, that's My Top 5, and the website is PhillySportsJabronis.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Philly Sports Jabronis with Mike Greger and Joe Dara. We're ready to talk the Philly sports scene with you and anyone else you want to bring to the party. Call into 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. For you shy types, we've got email. info@phillysportsjabronis.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to the Philly Sports Jabronis. We've been talking about the Eagles. We threw out a couple quarterbacks if Goodell turns this league into all-girls league, like it seems to be going. We're going to get back to that, but first, we can't sit here and not talk about the Phillies and the whole Chase Utley situation. So, first, you know, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. I was on board to bring him back just for his leadership and what he brings to the ball club and his hustle. As you saw the other night when he sent the Cubs catcher to the hospital and nearly hurt himself in the process. I'm on board with them signing him. I thought it was a little too much money, but then again, it's not my money. So I guess I really don't care. Yeah, let's sign everyone, I guess. I don't know. Let's get another power bat in here, and then I guess they want to sign Brian McCann is the latest rumor. So,
what I do want to get into is, again, even though as I've said many times that I try not to get too much into the money aspect of this, into the money aspect of baseball contracts due to self-imposed, quote-unquote, caps. And, yes, obviously, knowing that there is a luxury tax that teams have to abide by, that can mean different things for different teams depending on how many owners they have. Even for those people who do get kind of concerned about the money in baseball contracts. I still don't think the Utley contract is even something that is remotely dangerous, you know, quote unquote dangerous for the Phillies. It's incentive laden. It's only really 2 years for the most part of what the core of the contract is going to be. Yeah, it could go into 5 years. But hey, if Chase Utley remains healthy enough and hits the numbers that he has to hit to keep that contract going, that's only going to be a positive, and it could ultimately lead to him, I don't know, maybe outplaying the contract, you know, for all intents and purposes. And another thing to remember is if he gets to that fifth year, he would be playing on a team that would be able to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the 08 World Series team. So that would, in itself, be awesome. So
wow, it's been that long already? Wow.
It will be. It will be.
yeah, and for more on the Chase Utley situation, we have Ed Condren, as we talked about earlier, seasoned journalist, kind of all over the place, does music, does entertainment, covers the Phillies on a pretty regular basis for Metro Philadelphia. And I know he's got lots of opinions on this. We chatted earlier today about the Phillies in general. Ed, are you there?
I think so. Hey, Mike. Hi, Joe. How are you? I have a few things to say.
All right, good. We want some provocative stuff coming from you tonight.
Well, I think first off, with Joe ended up saying, it is funny that, you know, for the 10-year anniversary, they're going to be able to save a plane ticket at least on Chase Utley. So I think it's a good move. Like I said, do you make yourself better or worse when you bring back Chase Utley? I think that's the question when you have add anybody to that to the lineup.
And, hey, Ed. And,
yes.
Hey, Ed. One second. I wanted to get your take on this Chase Utley thing, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this soundbite that I heard the other day.
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley? Is that?
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay.
Have you ever written a love letter to Chase Utley yet?
Not yet, because it would be like writing a letter to Ted Williams. I know he would never reply. So
he wouldn't even tip his cap.
It's hard enough just to ask Chase Utley a question, let alone... So maybe a love letter is the way to go. So, yeah, it's always Sonny really nailed it with that, because I haven't written a letter to him, but yeah, but there are so many guys in Philadelphia that would be crushed if Chase Utley were to leave. I don't know where they would turn. It wouldn't be quite the same having a crush on Freddie Galvis. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Guys and the women, too.
I think so.
So what is your take? Is this a good move for the Phillies? Does it make sense?
To me, it makes total sense. I think the vocal minority out there has some issues with it, but and it makes sense to me, because who would you rather have playing second base for you next year? I know it's a risk with his health, but I think it's a good calculated risk. I think they finally figured out a way to deal with his knees, where in the off season they're not giving him a day off, they're not letting anything atrophy. And if he's healthy, if he's playing the kind of ball that we were watching him play this year, I think there's no doubt about it, Mike and Joe, that I'll take him over Cesar Hernandez, Freddie Galvis. This team doesn't need a utility player in that spot. If you can get the production that Chase Utley can potentially provide, I think it's a great deal. And I think they're looking at it at like just how Carlos Beltran. They're paying him like Carlos Beltran is paid on his 2-year contract, and Beltran's producing. And when you look at Utley, you know, being down there most every night at the ballpark, you can't help but marvel. I mean, in so many ways, he reminds me of Utley circa 2009. You look what he did the other day, coming off the bench, driving in the tying run against the Cubs, and then on the base hit to right, when he just went full bore, as he always does, into Deonner Navarro. And I mean, if
he slides there, he's probably safe, right?
Maybe, but you know, I think Utley plays baseball like a football player in those situations. When you see he goes all out, I could see him in his mind. I think with the way that was going, though, I'll change things up a little bit just about that play, just about Navarro. I got to give Navarro credit, because most catchers today just do a swipe tag. I don't see many catchers anymore blocking the plate because there's a price to be paid. You look at what happened with Buster Posey, and it's cognizant. You watch so much baseball, and you see major league catchers go with the swipe tag because they could be just absolutely pummeled. And I got to give Navarro credit for what he did. And the other funny note about, I was thinking about Navarro, is, he's had the worst luck at Citizens Bank Park. I guess it's a little late to give you guys a trivia question, but it would be who was standing on second base when Brad Lidge struck out Eric Hinsky?
Ooh.
That's right, it was Navarro.
I thought you were trying to trick me there for a minute.
No, I set it up so poorly, guys. I can't trick anybody. It's pretty pathetic. But in terms of but again, when I think of that World Series. The play I probably think of more than any is Utley for that heads-up play he made coming to the plate to gun down, I think it was their second baseman who was coming home for that. But, that's part of it. The whole package with Chase Utley is not just him at the plate and the field. It's just mentally. The guy rarely ever makes a mistake on the base paths. And the other thing I believe the Phillies aren't this edition of the Phillies is not – the Kansas City Royals. This isn't 1994 in Philadelphia anymore. To me, this team is up there at the Yankees and the Red Sox, where you have to look at not just the win now, but it's also about not trading an icon. And I'll ask you guys this. When was the last time the Yankees traded an icon?
Yeah, there's a lot that you said that I want to comment on. First and foremost, Utley plays baseball like he plays football. Well, at least the way that the NFL used to let you play football. That being said, I don't think Utley gets enough credit for being the type of player that is supposed to be the quote-unquote Philly type of player. And, you know, I think there are too many people that get concerned about his knees. And obviously, yes, that is a legitimate concern, but I do think people have kind of held him to the fire a little bit for having these knee problems from the comments that you hear about, he hasn't been honest with the Phillies about his knee problems and just getting overly concerned that he's going to just continue to have more severe and more severe knee problems without taking into account the program that he goes through, the conditioning and strengthening program that he goes to. And Ed, we're going to be going to a break soon, but we're going to hold you on the line since we had that technical difficulty. And we're also going to, before we go to break, real quickly encourage other people to call in. We are taking your calls on a number of issues, Eagles, Phillies, and of course, yes, what you would like to see or who you would like to see on your all-time female Phillies football team. Jabroni's coming right back.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Can't get enough of the Philly sports jabronis? Want to get together over tea and scones and share with us your life story? No thanks. We hate tea and scones. But we do have a website you can visit that offers all the jabroni action you can handle. Go to www.phillysportsjabronis. That's JABRONIS.com.
Yahoo!
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Philly Sports Jabronis are everywhere. We're online. We're streaming through the internet airwaves.
Can you hear me?
We're probably hiding in your bushes.
Hey, get out of there.
Oh, and we have social miscreant. I mean, media pages. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Philly Sports Jabs. And for God's sakes, trim your bushes. It's like Jumanji in here.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
Who are your top five Philly outfielders of all time? What's your pick for the top five all-time Philadelphia sports jerseys? Who are the top five Philly athletes you'd never let babysit your kids? Let us know by visiting MyTop5 at PhillySportsJabronis.com. And let us know. Again, that's MyTop5. And the website is PhillySportsJabronis.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Philly Sports Jabronis with Mike Greger and Joe Dara. We're ready to talk the Philly sports scene with you and anyone else you want to bring to the party. Call into 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. For you shy types, we've got email. info@phillysportsjabronis.com. Now, back to the show.
Philly Sports Jabronis coming back, and we're still on the line with our guest for this week, Ed Condren. And as I was mentioning earlier, Ed is the jack of all trades as far as journalists go. He's already given us extensive opinions and viewpoints, and obviously great knowledge and wisdom on his take on Chase Utley and the Phillies in general. But he's also got bylines in such publications as Rolling Stone and Maxim and Playboy. And Ed, if you don't mind, just kind of giving us a little bit of a synopsis of your career as a writer and a journalist that goes a little bit beyond the Philly sports scene, and just maybe fill us in on some exciting things that you're covering right now, maybe.
Okay, sure. Some of the things I'm working on right now, it's funny. I'm talking to Courtney Love. It goes back to the beginning of my career. 22 years ago, I interviewed her before Hold took off, and she's writing a book for HarperCollins, and she's talking about actually me contributing a chapter to it. So that's something I'm working on right now. And it's one of the many things, because it's been a pretty, a fun, varied career where I've, talked to so many different people, where between Courtney Love, folks like George Carlin, I interviewed him 12 times. Going to like Burt Blyleven, I did a great fun feature with him once he ended up going to the Hall of Fame for Playboy. I mean, it's been fun. It's been a good, unpredictable ride.
Can you tell us how you got into those type of publications? Which have you been writing for Rolling Stone the longest, or Playboy? Can you talk about what you broke into and how one might have segued into another and got you gigs at another publication? What was the gateway there?
Sure, gateway is it's funny. When I was 13, I knew this is what I was going to be doing. I mean, I think due to the reality that there's a few other abilities I have, so I knew I was going to be headed this way. I ended up, coming out of college, I ended up, I ended up getting a scholarship to school when I was at the University of Pennsylvania giving a speech. I was talking about, I'm out of school, it's 2 weeks. I was telling the future scholars, burn up your scholarships. There's no jobs out there. I'm screwed. 2 weeks, I have no hope. And someone ended up stopping me and said, hey, you want to be a journalist? You want to be a music journalist, sports journalist? I have a contact for you. And that ended up leading me to New York, and I ended up, working in some publications which no longer exist. I worked on, with Spin, with Gear, and that led to Rolling Stone, and I ended up working in Stuff magazine before I ended up working with Maxim. So it's been one gig after another, and it just kept building.
Very cool. And from one journalist to another, I can and Mike as well, I know can understand where you're coming from as far as having worked for publications that no longer exist anymore. It happens a lot in this industry, and I think it's a credit to you that you were able to break into some of these really really great publications and have lived as far as my perspective goes, and I know I don't know you all that well, but it looks like you're living the classic life of a journalist and a writer, and it's very impressive, and we're very appreciative of you coming on today. And before we let you go, real quick, if you want to name someone for your all female Philly football team, shoot, go ahead. And if you want to name a position as well, so be it.
Okay, well, that's a good one. I guess if I had to go for all Philly. I guess I'm going to go, you know, I keep thinking of Jennifer Lawrence, which I guess has to do with Silver Linings Playbook, and the way she ended up commanding the attention in that film, I'll have her at quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good call, and you know, obviously, Hunger Games helps that cred a lot too. And
that's
thank
right.
you so much. Now,
touchdown!
First handoff of the game. We got a touchdown for the. No, they stopped them.
Shucks.
Oh, the Eagles. What? Who is it? Riley Cooper?
No, the Patriots have the ball. They just busted a run open right off the first play. They're on the 20-yard line already.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The jabronis are giving you play-by-play.
One more funny. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. More funny note I wanted to chime in on too, like about the career. The thing it's fascinating, guys, is how many guys in music I've talked to are just obsessed sports fans. When I could talk about those in comedy and music, where I mean that's where their absolute obsession is. I mean it's not just the Joe average guy out there who's a sports nut. I remember doing a magazine feature with Kid Rock years ago, and it was all about sports, you know, and all about hating so many Philly athletes. It's just interesting because that's one thing I feel like when I do some interviews and I do entertainment, that so much of it always goes towards sports.
I think that goes both ways too, right? I feel like most athletes want to be musicians or really admire musicians.
It is that way, Mike. You're right. It is. I feel like the grass is always greener for these guys, that they all want to be, you know, in that other realm. You're 100% right about that.
All right, we're gonna take some calls. But before you go, you don't have to elaborate too much. We'll keep it short. I know I've talked to you about this before. Chase Utley, Hall of Fame, yes or no?
I think if he has three solid years, yes, he will. He'll have better numbers than – I mean, I don't know what his batting average will be. I mean, right now it's better than Ryan Sandberg's, but I'll have more homers, more RBIs, more World Series rings. And there's something else, too, about Chase Utley that makes him just truly, absolutely iconic. I mean, the guy's a winner. When you watch Chase Utley go to the plate, Mike and Joe, I remember once writing about this, about how, to me, it looks like he just is going up there with pure bad intent. I feel like he's – walking to the plate a step faster than just about anybody else. And I just think three more years of this, yes.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And maybe you can give his induction speech into the Hall of Fame, Ed.
Oh, yeah. if he answers my letter, I'll make sure I'll put that in my love letter, guys.
All right. Ed, thank you so much for taking some time out. Great stuff as usual. Follow Ed all over the place, wherever he's writing. He's always got good insight, good opinion, and he knows Philly sports. Thanks again,
well,
Ed.
Follow me on the Jabronis.
Certainly follow him on the Jabronis.
Definitely.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. You too, Ed.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
Take care. That was Ed Condren, and we're going to be coming up on a break again in another few minutes. So we wanted to at least get some more of our personal female football, Philly football teammates out there. I'm going to go with my number one wide receiver being Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, huh?
Yeah. She just kicks all kind of ass. I want to see that on the football field because she's just going to run over people, maybe a backflip, maybe a flying cartwheel into the end zone, you know, ending in a split. And maybe in the all girls football league that would be allowed. I don't think she'd get flagged for that. If she did, she'd probably karate chop somebody in the neck.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go receiver since you threw it out there. I just found this female the other day. Her name is Kim Glass. If you don't know who she is, you should type that into your Google images for sure. She's a volleyball player, Olympic indoor volleyball player. So I think she's about 6'2". She's got good ups. Obviously, she's incredibly in shape, being an Olympian. So I like to have her on the outside there running routes.
My second wide receiver is going to be Kristen Stewart. I'm gonna put a little bit of faith in her in the non vampire version. But if something happens where she's out there in her normal actress human form and she doesn't play up the snuff, I figured I could always pull a kind of like a Teen Wolf kind of thing and drag her off into the sidelines and tell her that she's got to turn into her hot vampire self.
All right. Actually, and I want to take a call. We got Bob on the line, but before I do, I'm just throw this one out there because I've been naming a lot of athletes. But my starting center, give this a lot of thought. Actually, kept me up at night just thinking about this one. Nicki Minaj, starting center. What do you think about that?
My starting center. I think that's a good call, but I hate to do this, but I think I'm going to have to now one up you on this. I want my starting center to be, and I'm going with a character name here. I want Marla Hooch. I want Marla Hooch, even though she made her bones playing softball. I want Marla Hooch, and there's only two rules I have for that. Number one, she's got to take batting practice before the game, even though it's a football game, obviously. I just want her to get into her slugger mentality. And number two, she has to keep the helmet on.
I actually had to do a quick Google on that because I forgot who you were talking about, but I understand exactly who you're talking about now.
Oh, Martin Luch is not in your wheelhouse?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Oh, man. There's no forgetting Marla Hooch on the Jabroni Show.
Yeah, well, you know, I just brought Nicki Minaj's name up, and once I bring her name up, my mind goes into several different tangents, and I can't get it out of there. So I'm probably gonna be thinking about, you know, her hiking the ball the rest of the evening.
Hey, I can understand. I kind of been sweating bullets here ever since I said the name Jennifer Aniston. And how long ago was that? I'm gonna have to get a shower on the actual subway if that is any way possible. We are actually going to, we promise this time, go to calls right after this break because we're coming up on another break. We have callers on the line, we know, but we're still encouraging more, obviously. So please get on your phone and dial 888-346-9144, 888-346-9144. I'm sure we got plenty of girls left to name, but the herd is already starting to get a little thin, so we need some new blood here.
7-0 Patriots as we go to break here. They just ran roughshod all over this revamped Eagles defense. Hey Amanda, where'd you find these crazy
boys this time? Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Can't get enough of the Philly sports jabronis? Want to get together over tea and scones and share with us your life story? No thanks. We hate tea and scones. But we do have a website you can visit that offers all the jabroni action you can handle. Go to www.phillysportsjabronis. That's JABRONIS.com.
Yahoo!
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The Philly Sports Jabronis are everywhere. We're online. We're streaming through the internet airwaves.
Can you hear me?
We're probably hiding in your bushes.
Hey, get out of there.
Oh, and we have social miscreant. I mean, media pages. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Philly Sports Jabs. And for God's sakes, trim your bushes. It's like Jumanji in here.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Who are your top five Philly outfielders of all time? What's your pick for the top five all-time Philadelphia sports jerseys? Who are the top five Philly athletes you'd never let babysit your kids? Let us know by visiting My Top 5 at PhillySportsJabronis.com and let us know. Again, that's My Top 5, and the website is PhillySportsJabronis.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Philly Sports Jabronis with Mike Greger and Joe Dara. We're ready to talk the Philly sports scene with you and anyone else you want to bring to the party. Call into 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. For you shy types, we've got email. info@phillysportsjabronis.com. Now, back to the show.
Mike Vick. We're back. Beautiful pass. Vick to DeSean Jackson down the sideline. DeSean just outran the coverage. Vick threw it perfectly. So the defense stinks, as we kind of anticipated before the show started. And the offense is scoring points. It's 7-7. Eagles-Patriots, first preseason game.
They're never going to lose.
We are actually going to take some calls in this last part of the segment today. We have Bob on the line. Bob, what do you got for us today?
Marla Hooch. What a hitter. How you guys doing? It's the first time, long time. Big fan of you guys. I've been listening to your show all night in the last couple weeks.
You're in for the whole three weeks, Wade.
Do you want to get in on this game? Who you got for this football team? A female, celebrity, athlete, whatever.
I'm going with the female. I definitely have to go with Emma Watson. She does magic, so you can't go wrong there.
What position would you put her at?
You got to put her in a wide receiver. You got to flank her out. You know, get her in some open spaces.
Put her in the slot. Run some bubble screens, maybe.
Absolutely. And just, you know, just listening to you guys earlier talking about Chase Utley, I think it's a no-brainer, to be honest with you. I couldn't imagine that guy getting traded from this organization. And, just listening to you guys the last couple of weeks, it sounds like, Mike, that you were definitely a Chase Utley fan. But it sounds like, I don't know, your tone tonight, I'm kind of getting the vibe that you're not a huge fan of them signing them for what they did.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, that's a lot of money for a guy with broken knees, and I don't know. But then, like I said, it's not my money, so I do think that he needs to be on this team, if for nothing else, just, you know, to fill the seats and to teach these young guys how to play baseball. So it's not my money. I'm glad he's here. I'm on board with it. I thought maybe they could have got him a little cheaper. Maybe they didn't try hard enough to, you know, get him down a little bit.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure you're on board with the Chase train. Yeah.
No, I'm on board. Choo-choo. Let's go.
Absolutely. And then you guys were talking earlier, just real quick, I want to chime in about the new rules of the NFL. Absolutely great, fellas. I mean, they're going to turn this league into a touch football league. But by the time my kid grows up, I'm going to have to show him, you know, old DVDs of football. And that looks like the direction they're going in with these new rules.
At least, I hope it's at least rough touch football.
Something.
Is there anything in particular regarding the new rule that has you specifically concerned?
Well, the newest rule that they're implying this year with the running backs with their heads down. I'm not sure if you guys play organized football, or you, to be honest with you, you don't even have to play organized football to know. But when you're running with the ball and you're ready to embrace impact, I mean, it's almost impossible for you not to go down. And to have these players play their whole entire lives the way they've had to play the game, and now all of a sudden they got to change that. To be honest with you, I just can't see it working out. You're going to see a lot of flags if they're going to actually call this rule to the letter.
I've actually talked to defensive backs on the Eagles when they made all those new rules about them touching receivers illegally and throwing flags on them, and they said the exact same thing. They're like, we have a split second to decide what to do, and now we have to think about it, and now they're probably not going to be able to tackle them, and the receiver's going to go by us. It's hurting them. And it's probably going to do the same for running backs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're taking the fun out of the game. They really are. I mean, the players are faster, bigger, and stronger, and they're really making it cerebral out there, and it's not going to be entertaining. I mean, you know, it's the most popular sport in America, but they keep going this way. They're going to drop in that.
Oh, well, thank God, at least Philadelphia can say this. We got Chip Kelly. I mean, with Chip Kelly, can football not be fun? Is that what we're hearing? It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy. And maybe they'll win more than four games. And I'm not trying to hammer the guy right now, because I do wholeheartedly agree with the fact that it is at least exciting to be able to have a new head coach, in the sense that we're going to get to, you know, see something different. And, you know, obviously he's following in the shadow, and, you know, not for nothing, of a very big shadow left behind by Andy Reid. I mean, the decade.
That is a big shadow, Joe. That's a huge shadow.
He knows that. And, you know, in more ways than one, it's, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, a lot of space, whatever you want to say. He's got some, you know, difficult shoes to fill. You know, it's for the most part, one of the, you know, at least of the Super Bowl era, the greatest number of consecutive years put together before last year's tragedy and you know, one or two other clunkers in between. But for the most part, he's trying to pick up on a new start following one of the great eras of Eagles football, and it's supposed to be fun. And you know, we're hoping that that he can keep it that way. But the guy gets a couple wins. That might be all we really can expect from him. And it'd be interesting to see how long of a quote unquote grace period Philly gives him if four wins is considered a successful season for him,
Still thinking about Jennifer Aniston, Joe? A little Freudian slip over there.
Successful? Yes. Very successful.
Well, I guess we're going to find out, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know,
will you shut up,
being a first-time, long-time, I think we got to throw out a prop or two here for Bob for being willing to call us during this actual football game. I mean, we just pulled him away from... I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes of this this preseason action, and you know, just want to let you know that we really appreciate that.
No problem, fellas. And good luck with everything. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Frequent caller.
Take care.
Actually, well, I think Chip Kelly wanted to say something too. I think we got Chip on the line. Chip, are you there?
Hey, will you shut up?
I don't know if listeners are familiar with that clip, but I'll give you a little backstory on that. That was Chip Kelly. I think it was at halftime for Oregon-USC game, and he was doing an interview with Aaron Andrews, and some idiot Oregon fan was in the background with a goofy hat and outfit on just yelling and screaming, and Chip just turned around and told him to shut up. I wish that they let Eagles fans on the field at the link, because I would love to see Chip Kelly's reaction to one of those jabronis down on the field going crazy while he's trying to be interviewed by like a Howard Eskin or someone.
I'm trying to obviously the Eagles don't have the ball right now, but I was trying to steal away any glimpses of Mr. Cooper on the field. Did you get a chance to see him on the field at all? Do you know if he's playing or?
I didn't. I thought it looked to me like Deshaun and Shepard were out there. No, I haven't. But you know,
so
I'm trying to do this radio show too. So,
well, I'm just, you know, I was kind of thinking that one of us or maybe even both of us might have gotten a phone call to have a shot at wide receiver for this team. Bob asked earlier if we played organized, if either one of us played organized football. I can say that I've played unorganized football. So I think, you know, for whatever that's worth, I'd be willing to lend my talents in any way, shape, or form should I get that phone call.
I got ACLs. Put me in.
No, who else has ACLs? Hope Solo. And if I get this, if you know, if we get this Philly football team, all-female football team rolling, I want Hope Solo playing somewhere for my defense.
Okay. I've never been a Hope Solo fan, actually, but I'm sure she'd do a good job. She's athletic and she's attractive, so yeah.
I guess that's somewhat of an agreement. I thought you were actually going to agree with me wholeheartedly there.
No. I've never been I've come under fire for that. I think people think she's a little hotter than she actually is, and I think she thinks she's a little hotter than she actually is.
Well, sometimes that works for a football team, but here you go, Mike. Mrs. Irrelevant, this is the last pick that you have here for the all-Philly female football team before we cut out of here. Who is Mrs. Irrelevant or Ms. Irrelevant? Hit us with it.
Serena Williams, not irrelevant, but I want her on my team. She can play the whole defense, linebacker, defensive end, strong safety. She's good. She's going to hit people, and she kind of scares me, but I kind of, you know, want to hang out with her at the same time.
That sounds like Bugs Bunny first base, Bugs Bunny second base, Bugs Bunny third base. Bugs Bunny, you know what? Let's make him a jabroni too. Jabroni's out. We're going to go. We're going to go grab a couple cold ones with Bugs.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today for Philly Sports Jabronis. It's the weekend, and that's all we've got time for, so we can go out and have some fun. Check us out next week, Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you.